Hello again, and welcome to the October 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your host, Marv Pikla, and this month we're going to have some fun with a problem issue that is often alive and well in every organization and business. Yes, unfortunately, this month we are going to discuss my top 10 professional hiding spots. Yep, professional hiding spots. What do I mean by professional hiding spots? Well, I guess I would define them as kind of entrenched excuses offered in the workplace for maybe not taking any kind of progressive steps forward in your job and on your own. Or maybe you'd call them rationalizing why it is better to endlessly want to be not creative and innovative in your workplace, okay? Professional hiding spots. But, you know, you need examples. So let me share my top 10 with you, and I know you will understand. Number one, let's wait until all the lines line up and then it'll work. What's everything? What's all got to line up? You know, what kind of project would require you to just wait and wait and wait until everything was perfect? Perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. So why wait? Number two, when we have more money, it's really worth a try. Well, my question would be, how much do you really need? Because there is never enough. And how about just starting and maybe you'll find out that money isn't even an issue. All right, let's keep on going. What if the boss or board doesn't agree? Showing initiative is what bosses really look for anyhow. And if you are a student of your profession, you would know that the boss and the board would tolerate all kinds of initiatives as long as they knew you had the best things in mind. Number four, no one has ever tried this before. Oh man, that's like music to my ears. You know, that's almost, for me, a formal invitation to say, we gotta try it. Number five, it probably won't work anyways. Is that the kind of example you want to set to your coworkers, to your family, to your boss? If you were the boss and a worker came up with a new idea, would you say, well, it probably won't work anyway, as an introduction? Number six, what difference will it really make anyway? If you didn't think it was a good idea in the first place and make a difference, why are you ignoring it now? Number seven, we have too much on our plate right now. Well, let me tell you, hopefully you will always have too much on your plate, because if you ever think about a plate half full in terms of business and projects, you'll know that your importance is really dwindling. Number eight, what if we screw up and we fail miserably? So, the question would be, how about if we really do nothing new and we just let it always be? So, do you think you'd have a cell phone today? Or would you still have the phones hanging on the wall if you worried about failing? Number nine, we will probably have to put in more work time. Wouldn't it be great if you worked overtime on your new initiative rather than an old initiative that's just getting older, okay? And last, number 10, but what if it works? We'll probably have to change everything. Adopting a workplace philosophy and a policy that supports we want to change every time and every chance we get is kind of like a personal mental state of mind that can only benefit everybody. Okay, so if you listen to these top 10 professional hiding spots, did some of them kind of hit home? Maybe even go and look in the mirror and talk through them. And can you maybe see yourself on occasion? Maybe. Co-workers? Colleagues? In today's world of work, advancement, promotions, raises come to those, I believe, who are not secluded in one or more of these professional hiding spots. No, those things come to those who are engaged, are up front, and ready for what next. I hope you've enjoyed this month's Learning Moments podcast, and thanks for listening, and we'll talk more next month.